Welcome to the podcast. My name is Nicholas Bors.
And I am Kiefer Yip. Today, we will talk about the effects of climate change on coastal cities.
Scattered across the largest ocean in the world, these fragile, culturally diverse island states are united by common threats to their climate. Rising sea levels, changing rainfall patterns, increasingly intense tropical cyclones, and warming and acidification of coastal waters.
Climate change is a growing threat, and in order to prevent more damage, we must take action. Since 2015, the sea level has risen almost 20 millimeters, with a rate of 3.3 millimeters a year. This increase is doubled from what it was 25 years ago, and it's only getting faster, as stated from the NASA climate change site.
What is the difference between climate change and global warming?
Climate change is the increase in the rate in which regional or global climate patterns change. Global warming is a side effect of climate change, as greenhouse gases emitted by burning large quantities of fossil fuels absorbs more solar energy and heats the Earth. These terms are closely intertwined.
So to clarify, the mass release of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere have made the global temperature rise.
Exactly. And the climate is always changing. There is no doubt about that, as the planet has gone through ice ages and warm periods alike. But human-caused climate change is the current issue that poses a threat to the planet, and it has begun since the 1830s, the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. One of the most detrimental effects of human-caused climate change in the last two centuries is rising sea levels due to thermal expansion of the oceans and the melting of sea glaciers, supported by the World Economic Forum. Let's delve into the current situation of rising sea levels on coastal cities.
As we discussed before, the warming of the planet due to climate change causes rising sea levels, which impacts coastal cities in a variety of ways. Coastal cities can either fight or flight. Fighting would include methods such as restriction barriers and seawalls to keep the water out, while flight would move the population inland. All of these factors must be considered when choosing the best plan for action.
So what is being done to slow or reverse these rising sea levels?
There has been some worldwide agreements signed, such as the Paris Agreement. The UN Climate Change site says that the Paris Agreement's goal was to keep a global temperature rise this century well below 2 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels, and to pursue efforts to limit the temperature increase even further to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Even the youth are getting involved, such as the famous Greta Thunberg. Greta is a 15-year-old student from Sweden who's a climate change activist in her community and even broadened her efforts into our local area, starting some climate strikes in San Francisco.
Truly inspiring, and all types of people can become involved. Are there any notable organizations that the audience at home should know about?
Of course. There are important worldwide organizations and NGOs created that act on a global scale. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, is a United Nations body for assessing the science related to climate change. Greenpeace is a leading non-governmental international organization who fights for a greener and healthier world.
Because the U.S. is the second biggest emitter of carbon dioxide among the world's nations, the president's refusal to acknowledge climate change and its effects is a concern for many environmentalists and citizens alike. This affects the global society as the world continues to feel the impacts of rising sea levels, but the United States is not immune to these harms.
There are many direct effects of rising sea levels for citizens living in coastal areas. For example, Nicholas and I live near San Francisco, and rising sea levels could cause higher taxes imposed on a population in order for the construction of seawalls or barriers. Saltwater intrusion is also a growing threat, as saltwater rises above the water table and can contaminate freshwater supplies.
The thermal temperature of the oceans has also been increasing, which also expands the oceans and results in increased chances of hurricanes and storms. Hurricanes form over warm ocean waters, along with high air pressure, which crashes into coastlines, damaging cities and landscapes.
As for indirect effects, there aren't many because everyone has a connection to the planet, and people have an obligatory duty in their conscience to protect their home. Even if you don't live in a coastal city, you may still have to face the consequences of increased storms, a worsening economy due to crop failure, and an environmental refugee crisis.
One important international organization that is leading the fight against rising sea levels is the Sea Level Rise Foundation. The Sea Level Rise Foundation is an organization that is responding to the rise in sea levels around the globe. Its mission is to bring about a more focused effort for adaptation to sea level rise. It encourages research and awareness to this global issue that strives to slow down the rate at which the seas rise. It is a nonprofit organization that brings attention to small island states and low-lying areas.
As Americans, we can first acknowledge the fact that climate change exists and we are playing a part in the rising sea levels that have occurred in the last century. Awareness of the problem is the first step, then comes prevention. This can be accomplished as a nation by talking to our representatives, senators, and officials to focus on this issue and join agreements such as the Montreal Protocol and the Paris Climate Agreement, as well as future conferences. Voting for politicians to act in our interests and for the common good is a great place to start.
So how can the common person like you and me become involved? Climate change is a big problem that affects everyone, but that can also be used to our benefit. Everyone can play a role in help, whether that is from making smarter choices on a daily basis to communicating with representatives.
If you are a MIL student or under the age of 18 living in San Mateo County, you can become involved in an amazing program. This program is called Youth Exploring Sea Level Rise Science and teaches about climate change and rising sea levels to schools and students.
It also offers ways to communicate and make decisions in political and social fields. If interested, email Carolyn Ryder at crader@smcgov.org. That is crader@smcgov.org.
Sounds like a great local program that can educate the next generation in promoting advocacy action. That's about all we have time for today, so we'll conclude with some finishing thoughts.
Although it may not seem like it, there can be a solution to all of this.
The rising sea levels are affecting many people all around the world. Climate change is a serious threat, ranked as the largest risk facing our world in 2019 by the World Economic Forum. In order to be able to prevent more destruction, some sort of action must be taken.
Even though the actions may seem like nothing, we as a community can help contribute to the cause. Just like how humans can cause rising sea levels, we also have the power to reverse it. With awareness and knowledge, anyone can spread the news and create change. We are powerful as a group and will have the ability to overcome anything.
We hope that you have learned more about climate change and its effect on coastal cities. Next chance you get, remind people about those in danger to the rising sea levels and educate them. And just remember, you have the ability to create things.
Thank you all for listening, and goodbye.